Welcome, everybody, to Friday. Yep, congratulate yourself, pat yourself on the back. It's Friday. It's 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m. You made it. Well, okay, it's not quite the weekend, but it's what, weekend eve? Congratulations. A lot of things we're going to be doing today, and I thought about this. How can we have a successful start to our day if we don't know what has happened in the past before today, on this day? How can we know what we're challenged with? How can we know what we have to overcome? We have to be better than what has happened in the past. So we ought to start the day by looking back.
Those who don't learn from past Fridays are doomed to repeat past
Correct
Fridays.
Correct, Mundo.
And we need to know what to celebrate today as some of the anniversaries that have happened in the past as well. Right?
Yes. Is there anything that I'm not thinking of right off the bat? This is not like International Beat Appreciation Day or something, is it?
I didn't really look at the calendar that closely since we haven't been doing that, but... Go ahead, lay it on us, man. What
232 years ago, the Great Seal of the United States. It was a harbor seal.
No, it wasn't a harbor seal. Oh. It wasn't a baby seal
either.
Clubbed
to death by George Washington while crossing the Delaware.
While eating cherry pie. No, the Great Seal of the United States was adopted by Congress on this day in 1782. It depicts an eagle clutching an olive branch in one talon, 13 arrows in the other, and in its beak, a doobie. No, I'm sorry, a ribbon bearing the motto, E Pluribus Unum, meaning one out of many.
That's Colorado's Great Seal,
by the way. This sounds like history taught by Beavis and Butthead.
Fire! Benjamin Franklin, of course, wanted the turkey to be our national bird. He wrote to his daughter in France, "The turkey, in comparison, is a much more respectable bird, and delicious, much tastier than the bald eagle." On this day in 1863, for some reason, West Virginia became our 35th state. Why? Why did we do that?
Because they were fighting with Virginia. People out west didn't agree with what the Eastern Virginians were doing.
On this day in 1923, you might think it was longer than that, but 1923, in Fuego Bandito, Pancho Villa was assassinated on his ranch at the age of 45. And also assassinated on this day in 1947, Ben Siegel, also known as Bugsy Siegel, shot down at his girlfriend's home in the Beverly Hills.
Some great movies have been made about that.
Yeah. Ben Siegel was skimming from the...
To build Las Vegas, to build the Flamingo Hotel.
He was skimming from that account for his own personal use and funneling it to his...
His girlfriend.
Yeah, and she wasn't as hot as she was in the movie. I got news for you. I don't understand that one at all. And on this day in 1963, the United States and Soviet Union signed the agreement to set up the hotline between the two countries. Batman, however, not involved. The hotline was not read, and it was never used.
Good. That's a good thing, isn't
it? Don't you think the president wanted to pick up the phone and go, "Hey, man, what's happened? What do you guys?"
Is it still there? Do they still have a hotline to Russia? Can he pick up the phone and tell Putin to stop doing what he's doing?
Dear Vlad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Now they text now.
Yeah, they're texting.
LOL.
Yeah. LOL about Ukraine. Yeah. You so cray cray.
Yeah.
We got a lot of things that we got to do today. Let's see, Mr. Connolly has thrown himself on the grenade of pancakes and will be headed out to one of our June dairy breakfasts this morning. It's rather interesting, Tom. You and I are here and I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
Well, I did the pancake thing or the breakfast thing over in Marshfield, so now Chris gets to go to Rapids today.
Okay. You want me to drive for an hour and bring you home cold pancakes?
No,
really?
No,
of course not.
Pancakes warm up in the microwave very nicely. 15, 20 seconds. They're light. They're fluffy. Ooh, and you throw a little butter on them before you microwave them. It melts into the pancake. Now we're talking. Yes, as a matter of fact, bring me back a stack of three. And where you're going, is there going to be bacon or snossages?
Because this is the cranberry dairy breakfast, because they're celebrating their cranberry harvest
cranberry
in Wisconsin
pancakes.
Rapids. Don't tell anyone, but I don't really like cranberry.
I'm sorry, what?
They're too tart, they're too whatever.
Well, yeah, you don't eat them out of the muck pond or whatever. You mix them with something like cranberry juice.
Muck pond? It's called a bog.
Thank you, bog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that.
Muck pond.
I want to eat something that's been scooped out from a guy in hip waders standing a foot away. Really?
Have you had hamburger?
Yeah.
You had hot dogs?
But I found from past experience, cranberry is just fine when mixed in with pancakes.
Yes.
I mean, like, I don't want cranberry on its own, but cranberry as a cooking ingredient.
Sure.
Added into something else.
A mixer
yeah,
with.
That's fine.
Perhaps vodka and a little 7-Up.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes. There maybe it go. Will be. I think across the street from Lincoln High School, I think we're having that kind of cranberry celebration.
Oh, they're going to welcome you with open arms this morning.
Oh, look, it's a drunk from WSAU. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not Tom. WSAU, yeah. We are getting this party started. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Every crowd, there's always a percentage of you out there that had it really good growing up, right? Parents bought you everything, spoiled you. Rich kids, you know who you are. I'll find you. Because I didn't have it like that, but I had the, you know, friends that did. When I went to school, I just wanted to fit in with my rich little friends. And I would fit in most of the days of the school year. But then that one day would come every year that reminded me I was the poor kid. Picture day. Remember picture day? Because you knew who the rich kids were, right? Right up at the front of the line. Packet A. Yeah, see, some of you know what packet A is. 15 10 by 12s, 32 5 by 7s, 6 friggin' posters. I was way back at the end of the line, not even standing in the school anymore. It was packet Q. And it was one picture. And it was a Polaroid of the rich kid. I hated the rich kids. And I'd go to my friend's house in the summertime. This would get me. I had the friends who would get those good flavor ice freeze pops. You know, sometimes you cut the top off, you push them up. I wanted them, you know? Ask my parents to get me some, you know? Like, we're not getting you crap. You want some freeze pops? We'll make you some freeze pops. Go get the ice tray, right? Little toothpick in each one. Not freeze pops, the poverty pops.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vayner Show at 9 on WSAU.